Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Face and you get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
middle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I utter nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Open the fist clench.
Yeah.
This should be the chairman. Fred Humphrey Jr.
Live and direct.
See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G G-Men, government hitmen. Directed by Director J. Edgar Hoover and hitmen. Political frame-ups, which they still got out of cash politically caged up. Killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names with some legal reasons I can't even mention, they're still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn government brought in all the dope, putting your picture on a poster, placing a bounty on your black ass with the words wanted blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institutional issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers. We're looking for number one ducking on motherfucking trouble. Shit. Go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive and freedom of death. And strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs. First free breakfast programs. Armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time. And a 10-point platform. Hold on now. Now fast forward in closing words. On the tongues of Black Panther Party clubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget. 2037 West Monroe. 4:35 a.m. in the morning. West side of Chicago. 1969. December the 4th.
Against them, and it's just you and me, trying to take heed what I say in my songs, Forgive me if I ever, ever steered you wrong. Most people stop for signs, but I've driven through it. If it don't touch my soul, then I can't listen to it. The radio don't play the shit I used to love. Or maybe I'm just growing up. I never seen a star on a red rug. If I wanna see stars, I just look above.
Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton. And a lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that Elvis uses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of thing that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we work with anybody, form coalition with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We got to start learning, and you learn through practice. We got to start making mistakes, and you learn through making mistakes. We got to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people, but that's an insult, and that's criminal. Think you're better than the people. So we got to get together and learn where it's at. It's going to take a lot of hard work. Education for children is something else. You ought to dig on it. Every sister in this audience. Every sister in this audience ought to get yourselves together and come on down and help us with that Breakfast for Children program. You ought to come down and help feed them children in the morning. We have Breakfast for Children because we teach the people through practice, through observation and participation, that people can be fed free. That's the people say. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself.
We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we could be in a sense, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I've been offered every day. I'd be in the streets propagandizing every day. I'd be working with everybody every day. I'd be preaching that solidarity is the thing. The end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is we don't, ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you've got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And
we know
that if we try to figure out and separate
and divide
who should go
and who
shouldn't go, we spend more time
doing that,
than working for the people.
So the quick solution,
the speedy one,
nobody goes.
Nobody goes.
We all stay right here.
With the people.
Because we love the people.
Okay, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people.
We say white power to white people.
Brown power to brown people.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Black power to black people.
X power to those that we left out.
We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party.
When you leave here, leave here saying the last words. Now, before you go to bed, night, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary. Say it when you're going out. Okay, we're going to say it while we're going out.
Hey, we're going to start a thing called Free Fred. Don't that sound nice? Hey, let's do that. Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred. Hey, I ain't even in jail yet.
Coffee, y'all. Right on, that's Jim and Fred.
Live and direct.
Comrade, the phone, I might have to call right back from another cell phone. This phone right here might dial, so if you go out, I'm going to call right back from another phone. That was Jim and Fred happened. I don't know, they should know. Baby Chairman, the Lord Child of the Black Panther Party, born August 30, 1948. Assassinated December 4th, 1969, along with Defense Head Ahmaud Clark. The color will be his 73rd birthday this upcoming Monday. Y'all get locked and loaded for another episode of Free Ahmaud Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Let's make history. Let's take history. This weekly program by the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robin Allen, a.k.a. The Lady Rage. Y'all can't lock these numbers in. 929-477-3785. We moving and grooving, man. Yeah, we talking about a lot of things. We looking forward. I think we Sutton Dalton. I don't may have her in the studio today. Parents, y'all familiar the case with the gas station where the attendant had, literally beat the sister. She was telling to use the restroom. You dig? And this in a climate where we call it the hills. We just dealing with a situation where Alexis Wilson was murdered by the police in Dalton. So it's hot in Dalton. We need people on deck tomorrow, I believe, at 5:30. That was a shot to some of this text. I'm trying to spread myself thin and make sure I'm there. I got to be in Kankakee and some other places too, but we want to, the city, make sure I'm hesitant to pull this text up. I might lose Instagram. We're going to announce exactly where it's going to be at tomorrow at 5:30. 5:30 in Dalton. This is around the case of Alexis Wilson. The town hall or the city hall, or it's equivalent to city hall. That's tomorrow, 5:30 in Dalton, Illinois. Also, the case of Keith Walker, who's been, I think our brother did 26 years. Was tortured. One of the brothers was tortured by John, former lieutenant, Area 2 and Area 3 violent crimes, John Burge. Started a suit. He's been getting continuous harassment. We'll have him in studio tonight with us. We're talking about Haiti. Some of you refer to as Haiti. Haiti. So why you say it like that? You say Cuba as opposed to Cuba. The Mexicano is supposed to be Mexican. I recall this interview that Minister UEP Newton was speaking. Was addressing the press, and they kept on asking about the Viet Cong. And Minister UEP Newton's response was, "They to themselves is that the Vietnamese people." And everything is political words, terms, fashion. I was having an interview earlier today on the Carl Nelson show, and he was like, "Well, how the conditions inside the prisons, you know. In fact, we're looking forward to some calls. Should we 7:15, 7:20, directly from behind the walls. The conditions, we talking about those brothers and I'm sure it's their sisters who've been in isolation 23, 24 years, 25, 26 years. Cassandra Grimm, Lee, we just came back from Logan. We talked about that. So look for that. That's going to be calling in tonight. But the interview, today's show, Carl Nelson, he actually say about, you know, people not relating to what's going on inside the camps. And why people not speaking out. And I said, well, let's not start off with this. That's incorrect narrative to start off with. A lot of times we think, you know, like it's an old axiom that says, if a tree falls in the forest, if you don't hear the tree fall in the forest, it doesn't make a sound. In a race, as well as a class, arrogance believes if you don't know something is happening, it is not happening, you know. And the press get reports. I've seen press documents. You know, I've seen they told, you know, they were dictated to under Mayor Daley's administration, do not cover anything I say. Don't anything we put out. They're told to put out certain organizations who are not even saying nothing. They say, you know, throw some hot air in them. The reporter was like, well, you know, and reporters have a job to do. Like, they, you know, there was a... And a lot of people say, well, I don't believe this press person said that. Whatever that teleprompter, whatever the police, this is the state, the jobs, you're getting that, this is what you have to do, you know. That mandate, it comes down. The police riding in a car, wrote and said, we busted up in the house, you know, suspected to have drugs at 61 blah, blah street. This particular police can say, man, that's not like my mother, my father's address. But you know, hold on, Lieutenant, we can't do it. He has to move, you know what I'm saying? That was the day. I posted it with the media, when it was with a special ed teacher, a white lady, a white teacher. She was murdered in the car by the Sox, Sox Stadium. That Sox, the Sox baseball stadium, south west side of Chicago, 35th Street, in this area. It's right by the Windward Gardens. And we're going to have people come to Windward Gardens shortly, too. It's going down over there every day. I'm telling the murders are happening back to back. And the deal is, this is done by design. I mean, you know, I mean, they have protocols. You know, the state knows, they know who's doing what. They encourage them. They back them. They fund them. And it'll be ideal if people can correlate to what's happening with you know, in Afghanistan, Africa, and Africa. You know, so when U.S. in particular, U.S. imperialism in particular, creates these mercenaries and, you know, to do their bidding, you know what I'm saying, and then they get through with them, it's a wrap. Now, sometimes these mercenaries, like, you know, so you can go up the track a little bit, you know what I'm saying, make some mistakes, you know what I'm saying, and like a Frankenstein. You see what they created Frankenstein, and this monster going through, and he knocking the heads of little girls. Everybody said, "Oh, this monster!" They couldn't, you know what I'm saying. When he went up against Dr. Frankenstein, he said, "Oh, this is a problem." It's like they had the Senate committee hearings about the Patriot Act. I forgot what particular senator was raising the issues. Said, man, this is out of order. Congress, you say, you know, typing my phone and doing it, and the committee says, "Excuse me, Senator." In fact, it was you that headline that pushed for, you know, for these policies. They, oh, I didn't mean it for me, though, you know what I'm saying? And that's the dynamic of it. So back to this case that the other day, the reporter, when they reported that the lady was special ed teacher, she was shot, and they say shot and murdered by the Sox stadium. Now, you say Sox, also, this is right by Winworth Garden. Mind you, murders are happening, I mean, every day, all day. Children, the daycare, people not talking, they're not even talking, taking their children to daycare over this. In fact, it's a trickle-down impact. And I said that because I said, well, if you do your own thing, if you, you know, you get your education, don't worry about nobody else. This is the dynamics of dialectical materialism. This is the dynamics of, you know, so you are impacted and affected by others' actions and lack of actions. This is when Tupac, yeah, Brenda's got a baby, when he talked about, the dude say, what they got to do with us, Brenda has a baby? And Pastor, grab a seat, let me break it down to you guys, it affects our whole community. And he broke down the history of it, like what Brenda went through as a child, when the dude was in the house. All this, because most people have a subjective, individualistic assessment. That's what imperialism breeds. And it keeps you worried about my cell house, worried about myself, and it constantly gets more and more close. And you see, that's in the business, it's a problem. But back to this case of the day. The reporter literally says, the police captured the people right there on the scene after they shot the lady. And she reported stuttered and say they released them. And it's like fishing. You know, I was first watching game fishing. I don't check on TV because after I went down, did some fishing with my grandfather. I was studying. You know, I said, man, I don't have the patience. You know, with this whole dynamic, you know. But I was watching, and it kind of struck me. I said, why are these? You know, like, I remember the long way we went for the fish. The process of, you know, we get the fish, take it back. You know, saying cleaning the fish. Putting in the grease and the whole process. Then I remember the whole dynamic. I said, I mean, these fishermen, these white fishermen, all the big reels and stuff they get, and they got these big fish that come in, and they throw it back out. I said, damn, they must not be hungry. I said, man, why are they throwing the fish back? I'm checking this out. It's a policy they have, you know, catch and release. I said, oh, they're not trying, it's not for their survival, they're not trying to eat. You know, this is a different agenda here. This is about ratings and other dynamics that are in play. They have a dynamic when the mercenaries are, whether it be in Africa, whether it be in Panama, whether it be in Mexico, whether it be wherever, in Chirac. It's a catch and release policy. You know what I'm saying? We know who these hitters are. You know, so who's doing this here? And they're not there. It's the ecosystem. This put inside our community. And a lot of times you have they raise up these state sanctioned spokespersons. They have you engage in an excursion of futility, stop the violence, do this all the time. It's the agenda. It's like you going out there to, you know, to the fishing thing, go, man, we can figure out how we can't understand why nobody eating no fish. And the game fishermen laughing at you, but this dude, you actually entertain the discussion. Like, it's actually about getting the fish back to feed. He got TV shows based on this. They got businesses. They got boats that's going to be sold. Something way past your realm of thought. People approaching the community to stop the dot. They got connections and, you know, policies, politicians, and laws to be put forward. They got resources coming in. They got this ties into the newer community developments in Chicago. This crime has happened. We've seen the Woodlawn experiment, but they'll get you engaged in excursions. And people say, last time people try to force you to absolute, like, okay, what's the purpose of this here? Why did the government assassinate Malcolm? This ain't no one night stand. It's they think for generations. We're gonna talk about Afghanistan. They tell you, I said, what they're producing. You look at the particulars, that's what we're doing, absolutes. We do not, I often able to cut no corner. We don't relate to no abstract nationalism. See, you know what I'm saying, that limits you. You know what I'm saying? We are with a politic. You know what I'm saying? The philosophical tool that we relate to is dialectical materialism. You know what I'm saying? It exposes not only Uncle Sam but Sambo, not only the gringo but the Negro. You know what I'm saying? It ups the ante. It puts stuff in context. It's important when you talk about, like, even the various street trials in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? The But you know, it puts stuff in context, you know what I'm saying? The time of the crime, so on and so forth, what's going down. We live and direct on Free MR Radio. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. Am I still, I think I was still live on, over the airways, Sister Conrad?
Come on, brother.
Right on. Let me know if I can be heard. And let's call with some questions and comments. Let me get this off my chest real quick. There's a picture on our this day's flyers, you know, flyer also. August 22nd, Mr. Beaton was assassinated. Yes. Yeah. August 22nd. And I feel me and my field marshal, just dialogue a bit to my man, is, you know, Field Marshal George Jackson, said, you know, it says August 21st, that was 1971, you know what I'm saying, Minister Beaton, 1989. I said, day after, I said, still connected, you know. And there's set for this year be the 55th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. There's an area with a place where he was took down at that the Dr. Huey P. Foundation is set to reveal a bust right there. Now, this is no coincidence. So then it was spraying graffiti up there on August 22nd. The same day at the wall, the mural in Chicago, the spray paint defaced by the wall. I ain't even give credit to the officer who was up there, you know what I'm saying? However, because notice I'm real big about a lot of people call, Chan, won't you say this about this? Won't you, you know, engage in this? Chicago sometimes reported years ago. He said, you know, when I first met you for a while, I went back to the bureau, the headquarters. Where, he said, I actually thought you had a hearing problem. I said, why is that? He said, I kept asking you about this other organization. I kept trying to bait you. He said, and you kept on speaking. He said, I literally thought you were deaf. I said, no, I'm real big about, you know what I'm saying, you'll put some skin in the game. You know what I'm saying? Who I'm, you know, what's validated, what's not validated. I'm real keen about that. You know what I'm saying? So this on the wall, the days before Chairman Fred's birthday, which he was 73 years old. Now, I don't subscribe to the Illuminati theory. My thing with the Illuminati assessment, a lot of times people think that the ruling class comes to meet with every individual and say, this is our plan. See, the ruling class, they do a need-to-know basis. And this is an atmosphere that triggers certain things. Like a nice Ozzy Brothers song, old Ozzy Brothers song, come on. I don't think it necessarily be a plan for this brother to, you know, just get hot at this song. The music, the light go down, it triggers certain dynamics. So the state puts certain dynamics, it triggers, it taps into the Manchurian candidate. It taps into the damage of individuals, you know what I'm saying? It creates a climate. Donald Trump didn't meet with all these different individuals, you know what I'm saying, when you see the climate of white nationalism, you know, intensify. One of these conscious rappers out some years back, right? I was dialoguing with him. And I remember we was watching this movie. And it's a documentary about the Latin Kings. And his romanticism, I'm watching the cat. Now, he said something like, man, with the movement like that, we had all these cats. I said, you think all them cats is really like on deck, like online? He said, yeah, you don't see how they all, you know. I said, wow, this cat really ain't got no sense of the real world. You know what I'm saying? And I said, damn, big that. You know, so it's just, you know, a lot of, you know, rhetoric, you dig? Because the deal is, you know, even with in the jungle, you know what I'm saying? It studies, you know what I'm saying, the pack is, you know, it's not even logical to believe, you know, the odds of that, you know what I'm saying? That everybody, when you see these group of individuals, everybody online, because the deal is contradictions exist. In fact, Minister UEP Newton, they said contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. It's a reality. You know what I'm saying? You want to come in, you're in a romance. All the black times, everybody was down. Okay, sounds good. But in the real world, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we have to do. That's what we dealing with. Black Panther Party Cubs we have been dealing with. And that's the party line. You dig? So we, it's a assignment that's intensified. Like I say, you know, say, it encourages individuals to say, man, do this. Like I say, in every August 30th, I tell black people, say, man, Chairman, I say, I got to go in my zone. You can go back and track it historically. December the 4th, the intensified attacks that come through, the intensified, the phones, all that, the attack, you know what I'm saying? If people say, oh, it's just a relationship issue. Oh, yeah? Look at the track record, you know what I'm saying? Look at the dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Who's ready, what commercials come out, all that. It was an atmosphere that tapped into, and sometimes it's like it tapped into something that's, and people say, well, how can you avoid that. How could you? I don't believe that. I believe that you can just, you know, some people say you just, you put in your mind, you know what I'm saying, you can, you know, just change things. The reality is, the power, as Minister UEP Newman said, power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. That's power. You told, we are, when you're being colonized, and we, a lot of people don't admit that, it impacts everything. It reinforces the desired agenda. You know what I'm saying? I'm out at his brother's place the other day, his kennel. So he got all these dogs, the Kangals, the Bullmaster, all the different dogs. So I go, I said, what's this here? He said, oh, this is the dog I'm producing. I said, okay. I said, well, do tell. He said, the desired features. You want the term from the child. You know what I'm saying? You say, this dog wins. You say, I want this from the Rottweiler. They say, I don't want the hip dyslexia. The Rottweilers are known. You know what I'm saying? Not just the Capricorn Rottweiler, not just the Virgo or the Scorpio, but Rottweilers. And it's not really bad. They mean the condition in the history. You know what I'm saying? He say the hip dyslexia. I want to balance that up with this, with the Cane Corsa. And he's producing a breed. And I said, I'm checking the dog out. In our communities, you know what I'm saying? There was, there was the mafioso. You know what I'm saying? The mafia was U.S. made, created. In fact, there was contradiction. You know, back when the homeless, look at the Godfather in the movies where those in Italy would say, hold on, man, that's something different about them cats suit. Something about their charge, you know what I'm saying? It's some similarities. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. And you see it, you know what I'm saying? And wherever U.S. imperialism goes, it creates a mutated form. It goes through Korea. You know what I'm saying? No, we don't like these Kim Il-sung type Koreans. That's, you know what I'm saying? Cop a little bit in here. It goes through the indigenous community, the native community. Say, hold on, see Pocahontas in there. We want the native, let's produce this. You know what I'm saying? A mutated form. And the timing, you come to the absolute. So you just can't have no conversation about black people. I'm saying, you talking the Buffalo Soldier? You have to take into account geographic location. West side, south side, all of it. People say, oh, man, I'm making it, we all the same. Sounds good. In the real world, there are dynamics, you know what I'm saying? The class consciousness that exists in the west side and south side. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people call it, was referred to the Great Migration. Now, we have issue with that term, but that's really going to say wrong. Going from the west side, you know what I'm saying, to the south side, looking down on people who sit on the front porch, you know, south. You know what I'm saying? These dynamics, and it's in the root, but at the bottom, at the end of the day, the ruling class, who gets the job at the steel mills, all that, how you view it. It's a term they have in the Mexicano community that soon they cross the border, literally, a lot. It's a term they grab a cowboy hat and look back at the one behind them and say, now you are such and such. I'm different. Now I cross the border. You know what I'm saying? It taps into that. You know what I'm saying? It's a different dynamic. So you have the mafioso. You know what I'm saying? You say, whoa, wait a minute. We're just talking about Mayans. We're talking about the Maya Lansky and Florence time. A different dynamic. Luciano. You know what I'm saying? He's lucky. No, he can be beneficial. We can take him. And exploit those who engage in the race nationalism, don't see them coming, we'll take them up to the border of Italy to make our move with Mussolini, or they see we just doing the Italian all the time. This is, he's on a piece being created, state made. In Stateville, a.k.a. Deathville, you know what I'm saying, we would tap into certain forces with the Spanish-speaking community, the Latin kings, at that particular era. You know what I'm saying? And we had them communicate the next gallery in Spanish. What's going to happen? So the state studied that, and I kept stressing the importance of the politics. Not, you know what I'm saying? So next thing you know, the state brought in some Spanish-speaking guards. Now, the guards thought the state liked them, or they went to school, they worked out. No, we upped the ante, and we had to tweak our tactics. So the Spanish-speaking guards, their job was to literally, like that movie Nicolas Cage was in, Japan, dissect and translate the words that are going to be going down. You know what I'm saying? This is in the state. You see when uprisings happen in Ferguson, Mike Brown town. You know what I'm saying? You also see a black police people, black report, you're like, damn, that's nice. You know, where they come from? They pull them out, you know what I'm saying? And create them. You know what I'm saying? Organizations, the Black Panther Party, Malcolm, so we can't stop it, co-opt it. Put in places where there's all they need is some symbolism of that. Some places where they've never had no frame of reference of what a man is, or what a woman is, or what a child is, or what the Black Panther Party was. Stand go for it. Some of the fathers intent, some naive. How they open up new prisons, they would take the runts, those who could not make it on the main line. You know what I'm saying? Take those runts. Take those chitlins and put them up and sell them as great pork. Or great A-B. Because you got some people who ain't never had no meat at all. You know what I'm saying? And that's the deal is heighten the contradictions. It's not to have a reactionary assessment. That's black, that's white. You know what I'm saying? That's old, that's young. The different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Again, you see even the state creating. They talk about the whole thing about El Chapo, the Sinaloa, what time? You think it's about coincidence, the happenstance, the periods, the policies? See, Trump had a reaction in something. He's like, throw the board up. No, you know what I'm saying? Nobody come across. You have a more, the Bill Clintons, Obamas, the Bidens are more, the Daily Machine is more Machiavellian. Say, okay, you stop the adults from coming in, but you bring the children in. Now, some people say, well, that's because America's concerned about the children. Now, you know what I'm saying? And these are individuals that are going to see something, you know what I'm saying? It has no logic, no history of America being concerned about children. Now, what you do is, what is produced with that? That's the direction of knowledge of the dogs. You say, you know, so the leases can't go really to the Kane Corsa, can't go to the Rock. The leases to that location, to that dynamic, you know what I'm saying, that's been created. You know what I'm saying? And you have a dynamic to that. Where's the homeland, the mother country? It's vague. You know what I'm saying? Also, in addition to that, you have all children are subjective. You know what I'm saying? So now you have a child cross the border, their parents get deported, the child see my mom and my dad left because a child, in Asada Shakur's book, it talks about how when her daughter came to visit her, she looking at her daughter like, man, I mean, her daughter looking at her like, why you just can't come out? Because a child sees you as their mother, not no one's wife, not no one's daughter, no one's sister. You can do it. It takes experiences. And all the, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of adults are subjective. Because whether you're race or class privilege, they, you know what I'm saying, they're in their own world. You know what I'm saying? You the shit. We're emboldened in the football game in the state, in the beaches, to slap that brother. She is being reinforced. She goes, man, you the shit. And some even in his mind, oh, when even the swings, whoa. It's embedded from generation to generation. Who to pull it with, who not to pull it with. You know what I'm saying? And then it's heightening these contradictions. You know what I'm saying? So back to this dynamic. So now you can do something that's embedded to U.S. imperialism. And then when they get through with it, it's a wrap. We've seen this in case after case. Mercenaries. You go back and look in our communities, you know what I'm saying? And the dynamics of the foster homes, all is strategic. We have to acknowledge that. And you can't afford to come with this abstract assessment, this person means well, or you know what I'm saying? It could be siblings. You're like, why is this person different from this person? You know what I'm saying? Different dynamics. You look at, and I ain't trying to keep comparing with the dogs, but you look at the different dynamics. Man, that puppy got the tit first. What happened? You know what I'm saying? Had to bump. You know what I'm saying? It could be cold at night. You have to take into account external conditions. Other than that, you can get caught in this. Not, and Napoleon didn't have no short man complex. There was complexes with him. You know what I'm saying? He from was a Corsica, you know, from outside France. He's not just getting cracked on about, you know, as a short man. They cracked on about, man, word is really your mother was in the African diplomat came over here to meet with you. It was 9 months before you was born, and he was in the room with your mother alone. So now you get all them different dynamics. So he can say, man, shoot that nose at the Sphinx. It's a lot of times people be reacting. He's like, why are they so upset about this? They go in different dynamics, and it's subjective. It's subjective. When he got things going against Russia, Napoleon, they had the ups on him. However, he negated certain contradictions, like what? The weather. And so you subject, see, as opposed to humbling yourself and taking dynamics into account, you come in, but the masses get a reminder. There's no way, go look at that video footage, when the white lady slapped that brother. Who said it's nothing that would have reinforced people around you, like, man, what the hell is wrong with you? But it's something that, you know, saying, it rewards a dynamic with the race and the class privilege, and we must fight those contradictions. We live in the ring. Give me a heads up, can we get any calls in queue?
Bring them all, Brother Chan.
We have Maya on the line. Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm not sitting by a radio.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I said, welcome to Free My Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I said, welcome to Free My Radio.
Oh, okay. Hello. Thank you, comrade. How are you?
I'm well. Who are you speaking with?
My name is Tanae Smith. I'm calling in. I was actually supposed to come into the studio today, but I couldn't because of my car. I had to get it fixed. So
okay.
I'm on the phone because just to kind of share about a situation that happened July 19th at approximately 10:30 p.m. My daughter's friend pulls up to a gas station out in Dalton, Illinois, and they went to get some gas. They were coming from a bowling alley, and she had to use the bathroom. And so she went into the gas station, and she asked the male cashier, could she use the bathroom? He said no. However, the female cashier allowed her to use the bathroom, and she told her to go to the back. Now, in the back, there's a door that says this is not an exit. So for someone to go to that door, somebody has to give them directions and tell them to go through that door. As she was walking, she seen the male cashier come from behind the counter and her and him lock the door. Now, my daughter has already been exposed to trauma. So, she's a victim of some trauma in the past. And so she went into defense mode. She never even made it to the bathroom, mind you. She actually used the bathroom on herself. And so as she proceeded to leave, the male cashier would not let her leave out, and he grabbed her up around her neck. It's a video circulating of this, and he beat her. Like, he severely beat her, and her friends had to break the door down in order to get her out. So my reaction as a mother, when I saw the video at 1:30 in the morning, I actually wanted to get up and go do something, but however, I was so sick to my stomach. So first of all, see how another black man could beat a black woman up for no reason. Because this man don't know my daughter. My daughter was just a person going into this gas station. And so we began a protest. On July 21st, we started to protest this gas station. And I started protesting just simply out of anger because I didn't know no other way to fight a corporation. You see what I'm saying? Not just to fight an Arab or an Indian or a foreigner in their business, but how to fight a corporation, right? Because I wanted to go burn it down. However, I knew that wasn't the right way to fight. And so we began to protest. And after protesting for about a weekend, I found out that this man, this this man had actually beat on another woman, did the same thing, locked her in the gas station. They said she was stealing some potato chips. Well, here's my take on this. I don't care what anybody does. Unless your life was put on the line, you had no reason to lock those women in the gas station and physically assault them and take matters into your own hands. If she was stealing, he should have called the police. They had a picture of her, I'm sure. They got cameras everywhere. She can't come back in the gas station, plain and simple. If my daughter went in that bathroom and used the bathroom, pulled up her skirt. She didn't even have a skirt on. She had on some jeans. If my daughter went in there and used the bathroom in the middle of the floor, does that give you a right to lock her in the gas station and physically assault her? Does that?
Mm-hmm.
So after finding out that it was another female involved, I really grew angry because now here we are with a gas station owner that cares nothing about the people that he serves. Nothing. Nothing. Never did they reach out to me, offer me an apology. Nothing. And then during the course of us protesting, you know, they wanna do these attacks on my daughter and say, well, she came in there and did this and unless she came in there with a gun and threatened that man's life, he ain't had no reason to lock my child in no gas station and beat her up. And so, like, one of the demands was that y'all need security. You know what I'm saying? Because, and not only security, but better hiring practices. Here's the thing. I'm not against ex-felons getting hired. I'm not against people with drug addictions getting hired. I'm not against none of that. What I'm against is people that are not mentally capable of dealing with the public being hired, and you paying them under the table. Are you paying them under the table? Just like the security guard, they hired a security guard. And believe me, everything is on Facebook to be seen, you know. Because I had to, you know, the news not involved too much, so I have to do my own recording, you know. And we have to use social media as a form of media for us sometimes. And they went and contracted somebody outside of a company. He worked for a security firm. But they hired him so he could moonlight and they could pay him under the table. They lied to him and said that the video that we showed him didn't happen here. It wasn't until I had a conversation with him personally that night he actually flipped. He went from being a security guard to yelling through the bullhorn, "Shell is closed." Because if you would have seen the way my daughter, yeah, that was epic. It was epic. But if you would have saw the way this man beat my daughter. And not only that, but I'm talking about who are the judges that are allowing people like this to get bonds? Because see, he was charged with three assault felonies, and then what's it called? Unlawful restraint, right? And so how does one get out on a $1,000 bond when you got all these other cases on your background?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So my concern is that, yeah, it started with me being angry. Yeah, it started, it kept going because it was another victim involved. And I wouldn't have even been out there if you'd have fired the man in the first place. Because what you did was let him think that behavior is acceptable and he can do that to anybody. That's what they allowed him to believe by keeping him employed. So my thing is these gas station owners coming to our neighborhood. That one does. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No.
They
No, you want it, sister. No. You want it. These get. Go ahead. I'm with you. I'm a tag team.
These people continue to come into our neighborhoods because I'm talking about it's a big difference between a shell and a white community or a diverse community. versus the gas stations in our black communities. I'm talking about even as far as what they sell with the chips, everything. You know what I'm saying? And we accept it in our neighborhood. We accept them to talk to us like shit. Can I curse? I'm sorry. Talk to us disrespectfully.
Please.
Yeah, they talk to us disrespectfully. They don't care about us. They just, it's all about money. And these politicians, we need to start holding them accountable. We need to start holding them accountable when this stuff is happening in our communities. And black people definitely need to stand up together and band together to build their own communities. We cannot continue to complain about what's going on because we don't have no control. You can't go down to Little Village and open up shop. You can't go to Chinatown and open up shop. You can't do that. You can't go with them Indians and them Arabs up north live. You can't go up there and open up shop. But they can, and they can disrespect us. They can do whatever the hell they want. And it's a bigger issue. It's a bigger issue because to the politicians, it's business as usual. The politicians don't even hold these businesses accountable. Because, see, what I understand is that gas station has to pay taxes and all types of business like insurance, all that stuff. And that is all being controlled by the city of Dalton.
Yes.
Because that's where they property is.
Sister Comrade Devin, give me a heads up. We get a jail call coming in, too. Give me a heads up. But let me say this. I commend you. We appreciate you. On the ground, we get updates from our comrades, you know, Comrade Queen Daphne, Comrade Cool, nothing to get an update.
Queen Daphne, that's my girl. Love her. I appreciate her. Your mama, I love her. I appreciate her.
She's a phenomenal
woman.
Man, you know. Yes, yes. And I interjected when you said, it's a policy that's across the board, and I want to stress certain things. Like even you said, the guy who beat your daughter, he had a history with a woman. I want to stress this. It was a black woman. See, we can't draw no foregone conclusions. Cause a lot of times people say, oh, it's just the women they're attacking. You know what I'm saying? The deal is, black people are treated like the Rodney Dangerfields of all races. In other words, no respect. The deal is, it's policies that's put down. They say, I remember I was 11, 12 years old. This merchant. I got some guys calling from jail. I'm bringing them in real quick. Sister Comrade, grab this line for me real quick. I think it's a 3-1. Bring them in real quick. We have moved on a pivot. And those listeners, bear with me. I'm going to say, hey, Chad, we're going from the jail to the beating. Wait for it. We're going to make all the connections. Just wait for it. So the comrade, Cassandra and some other callers should be online right now. Can we bring them in?
Could you
press 1? I'm scared to pull this. Let me see. I want to move this down. I don't want to lose Instagram. I'm going to say 1 second. Let me try something real quick. Look for 773-440. Got him?
Free them all. Living it live.
Hello?
Welcome. Free them all radio.
Hey, how you doing, Chairman?
This is Cassandra.
You got it.
Listeners and viewers, Cassandra Gridley, you've been on the ground with us quite some time. You know the case, Nicholas Lee, that was the documented third person. They say that Cook County has blood on their hands. It was murdered when the coronavirus was first being discussed. She's been ongoing. We just came from Logan and other penitentiaries talking about the concentration camps was going on. This issue of isolation. You know what I'm saying? This is. I won't go too long because I want to see the town. I think we got some forces that's directly online with us right now, and I'll go more into it later on. But brothers on deck, they here?
Yeah, he on here. Donnell?
Yeah.
Okay,
hey, my brother, this Chairman Fred, welcome, man. We got international listening audience, man. Man, we got people all over the world listening. We, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. We know out here in the general community is crazy out here, you know what I'm saying, this climate, the coronavirus. And we know, some of us don't know, but in particular, I mean, there's a jail within inside a jail. You know, so a lot of people, I mean, just not the general situation, but also people being isolated 23, 26 years. And a lot of people don't know about that. I mean, bring us up to speed. What's going on so we can get this word out so we can help expose. The flies been floating all around, but a lot of people really can't grasp that. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate we know it's a balance just to keep our sanity. You know what I'm saying? And I in the outside community, being in jail, but then in the jail inside of jail. What's going on, brother? What's happening behind those walls?
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, I want to first personally thank you and everybody else on behalf of myself and all the rest of the guys in this institution. That's being locked up in these similar situations of, solitary confinement, whether we be in segregation, administrative detention, or these maximum facilities, locked up 22 hours a day, and only allowed out our cell 2 hours, And it's a hell of a situation they got us in. And, right now we're trying to fight to where they can change some of these conditions. Myself, I'm in administration detention right now, and I've been down here, not in this exact facility, but been in administration detention almost 8 years now. And that's on the short end because you got brothers that have been locked up 10, 20 years in administrative detention, locked down 23, 24 hours a day, what y'all doing out there as far as bringing attention and light shining on these situations is very helpful for us to hear. Because without y'all out there, they wouldn't make a move. Like right now, they just finally coming up with something about a step-down program. And I know that comes from the hard work, Cassandra, and those like yourself out there making the noise about people like us just on these long-time, solitary confinement institutions. So we appreciate all what y'all doing, And
let me tag team with you, bro. Since it's our honor to serve, and I know a lot of people may be hitting these terms. The brother just pointed out in administrative detention, step down program, and it doesn't. Just like police brutality. It doesn't have the sting. We can't mean detail the concept. I mean what's going down. The damage is doing. I was under that. I was held under that. This is what blatantly you are isolation. It's not for their own mouth now. It's not for any dictionary status, action. It's that you're just being isolated. Administrative to AD. They have a place like in Cook County Jail called ABO. Housed inside. If you would have known the outside public, if you would have known the condition this brother is for 8 years and others that they're subjected to. And I think we're hearing the brother is saying, but that's a battle. If you hear what they've been subjected to, if you do this to dogs, they are humane society. There are rules for the humane society. I'm talking about dog pets. That you're not supposed to keep a dog inside a cage for a certain amount of time. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a revolutionary leap if they just applied those instead of those. You hear about Pontiac and other places. I don't want to take too much time on the brother just speaking. We need to address this issue. A judge out of judge's mouth. I forget what a Supreme Court justice has said. How the damage that it does, because you're not yourself, you have to have contact with other people. You need contradiction. You need to, you lose the ability to see what's thinking, so what's clean. And the whole psychological.
Let me interject in.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Please.
Let me jump in with you.
Yes, sir.
You had mentioned something about you had mentioned something about the rules, you know what I'm saying, about the laws and stuff, and about the Supreme Court justice. You got President Obama and like you say, the Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. They both publicly questioned this justification of solitary confinement in U.S. prison. You got the United Nations and the Department of Justice for the United States. They define solitary confinement as a restricted housing being confined to cells for 22 hours or more. Now, they saying, you know, 22 hours or more, that's considered solitary confinement. Now, at the same time, the United Nations also classified prolonged solitary confinement of more than 15 days as torture. Now, they saying over 15 days of solitary confinement is considered torture. So just think about all the brothers that did years on years, decades up in this solitary confinement. We've been being tortured all this time. You see what I'm saying? And IDOC, this is what makes this so crazy. IDOC, this according to these, they were, this according to their administrative directives, which is the rules that they go by, supposed to go by. They say restrictive housing is a form of housing that separates an offender from general population and restricts him to a cell 22 hours, and it's not to exceed 28 days. Now, extended restricted housing, you can be extended up to 1 year with isolation, solitary, with 22 hours in the cell.
Now, you have 1 minute left.
I only got a minute. But this, they breaking their own rules because we in these conditions years on years on end when they only maxing it up to 1 year according to the paperwork. So, man, I want to just say that I want to thank y'all again, but it's real important that y'all keep supporting us, man, because we need y'all. And without y'all, these people just do what they want to do, and there's a lot being done because of y'all. So we appreciate y'all, and I wish I had more time to talk, but unfortunately, only got 20 minutes on the phone. And but I appreciate. Thanks a lot, man.
We appreciate you, man. Let the brothers and sisters know, we got y'all back like a bag. We got y'all chest like a bulletproof vest, man. We're pushing the line.
You better say
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. You know,
y'all take care, man. Thanks for the support.
Thank you.
We on it. It's our honor. Live and direct, y'all. Again, People ain't speaking out, you know, man. Hey. I'm a great bag dad.
Thank you for using Kira. Goodbye.
Oh, man. My father, you know, he's still on. I let him get the last. Yeah, my father let him keep on. Yeah. I'm having flashbacks, literally. And I regret Baghdad when those photographs were released of prisoners stripped naked, packed on top of each other, naked on top of each other, dogs at their private parts. Mind you, the guards and their arrogance and their, you know, and their cockiness, they put the they put the photos out. The guards. One guard named Grainer had worked in SCI Green when Mumia Abu-Jamal was here captain for 10 years. In the interviews, they asked him, why didn't y'all speak about this before? And some prisoners said, we did. We talked. We filed grievances. We doing. And some prisoners said it was so embarrassing what occurred. Grievances, I know some people use these terms, and, you know, it kind of, the sting is not really there. Grievances are when you pose a foul for complaints inside the prison. Atrocity. This the insult that goes along with that. They have you go to, you have to wait in this hot room, and I remember this one grievance I filed, and I asked the counselor, I said, excuse me, you have the same last name as the warden I'm filing a grievance on. She said, yes. I said, well, you know, I'm not a legal expert, but does that present a conflict of interest? Oh, no. It's blatant contradictions. You know what I'm saying? You were talking about forces. They are literally a captive audience. We need the outside support with these issues, y'all. Again, in Nazi Germany, some of Adolf Hitler's initial victims in the gas chambers were ones who did not receive any mail. You know what I'm saying? There are prisoners that have been dead over 10 to 15 years. The state's still getting paid for them. Dr. LaShawn, I'm going to bring her in, too, when we're talking about this isolation. I don't know if I'm on the stream, y'all. If y'all can't comment, let me know. Y'all see I'm going live. I came in late. I want to make sure this episode, make sure we get this posted on YouTube, too. But make sure y'all subscribe and, you know, type on you, YouTube. I think we're going live. And to Chairman Fred, Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube, and repost this. We need to support y'all. We need one prisoner, one contact camp. We need those letters to go into, you know, look on to the Cassandra Greeley's page. It's a flyer. We need to put on the radio show today, but it's a flyer with their name. We need those. I can't tell you those guards watching me when those letters came in, outside support. We need those letters going in, the One Prisoner, One Contact campaign. We need rappers to drop these names, ID numbers in their songs, you know what I'm saying? We need to push on all fronts, legislating the whole lick, you know what I'm saying? What this does, I recall when I was coming out of town, Supermax, and trying to go back on, I'm trying to walk on a basketball court in Menard with some other guys, and I stopped, and I told everybody back up. I have not played team basketball since then. Just that whole dynamic of being up in there, the isolation. No human contact. You come in and the only contact you have, a guard placing handcuffs on your wrist. You know what I'm saying? And Field Marshal George Jackson said, "No man, I'm going to paraphrase it. No man, no woman leaves that place unaffected." Give me a breath on time. Bring me Dr. LaShawn in, so Comrade Daphne, and all this is connected. I'm going to go back to Dalton, too. Dr. LaShawn, I don't know what number this is, because she's calling from.
Come on, Brother Chairman. You can press 1 to come into queue.
Press 1 to come into queue.
Okay,
Freeman, this is Dr. LaShawn Latrice.
Hey, man, I'm Jimmy Lalameen, no doubt about it. From those A-Trap Brown, we just got the world, you got his sight back also. We need you to call in, too, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, it's an interview I did with you, man, Jimmy Lalameen. But, yeah, drop in, free, man, Jimmy Lalameen, you get that sight, but we still not satisfied. Free, man, Jimmy Lalameen, free them all, no doubt about it. Dr. LaShawn, you on deck here?
Yes, I'm here.
She on? Okay,
yes,
okay,
I'm
talk
here.
To
I'm
us,
here.
Dog. What's happening? Talk to us.
I was originally on the phone with Cassandra and Darnell, but we couldn't get the call to go through, so I separated so they can go through. And I just really thank the brother for representing and for telling about the experiences that he has had, and they don't understand the mental trauma that's being played on, you know, brothers and sisters when they have to deal with solitary confinement when you're already in prison and then you're put in another prison inside the prison. So you know, my heart goes out to, you know, those type of experiences. I have been behind the walls, but I was never in solitary confinement, but many of my friends were, many of the sisters that I met on the inside, and the trauma that they experienced coming back was even more tumultuous because the prison has no understanding for your life when you come out of a situation like that. So they really just thrust you back into circulation and hope that you just catch on. And, you know, that usually ends up with more and more trauma being circulated.
No doubt about it. It's individual in cats who I know, it's like they say to create a mad dog. Put them in the closet, turn the lights off, leave them in the closet, you know, for a few days. You know, if you want a dog, it's going to snap out. The studies that this system, I mean, there was a meeting of wardens in Pontiac prison some years back, and they came out with some conclusions to break all the cells down to be shorter than the average man. Then, you know what I'm saying, to place net mask over their face when they go on visits with rubber grill over the mouthpieces. This, I mean, again, what it produces, what it's attempting to produce, you know. And this phone keep on, I might lose this phone, call back on another, but continue on if y'all lose me. And I'm glad you called in. A lot of times we look at these contradictions. We hear about these contradictions. And we just—it's the men going through it. This system. When we talk about that of chattel slavery, I'm talking about chattel meaning property. We talk about that of, you know, sharecropping. We talk about that of the prison. You know, all these dynamics. You know, a lot of people say it's just about economics. I beg to differ. I mean, everything. The dehumanizing the strip searches, the way the searches are done. It's not a, you know, they can find out what, you know, if you got drugs, they got machines and stuff that can body scan you, and you know, it's all this, I mean, what it does to, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't drive on the expressway now. I hit a few blocks. I remember those transfers, you know what I'm saying, those arbitrary transfers before in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, those people being behind those doors in isolation. And I remember a situation in Menard. I talked about this before. In Menard, and I was behind the door, steel door, and other prisoners were behind bars, and they was like, we want to get behind the door, and they got the chairman, you know what I'm saying? And this the type of the strategicness of this, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the depriving you of freedom and putting you in these different stages,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And then I remember this, with Menard, we would look through the cracks of the door, and this one particular guard was notorious for coming through and, like, literally spitting in your food, and we had to look through the crack, and I just remember this brother that, you know what I'm saying, that was downstairs, and we told him, don't eat on this day, because this guard was up for we need breakfast for 3 or 4 days, and the brother said, Chairman, I got it. He said, no, don't, and I remember this guard, just hearing this guard just bring up all the spit in his mouth, And so not just the arbitrary guard, but you go back and look at, we talk about Monster Cody, Sayika Shakur, who was murdered with his back, and was in a shoe, the special housing unit in Pelican Bay. Cases where people were cases were documented where prisoners were placed in boiling water, and the guards were going to boil the blacker for them. You know what I'm saying? In a shoe, and the psychological. Minister UEP Newton talked about the Gulag Revolutionary Suicide was known as a soul breaker. I mean, this was known as a soul breaker. This is not done for rehabilitation. It's done to break you, to break the spirit of men, women, and children. You know what I'm saying? In the discussion right now with this coronavirus, I was just telling my comrade the other day. I said, man, you don't know, it's the times, climate's so crazy, you don't know what those, you know, shoes on your hand and gloves on your feet, you know what I'm saying, you feel a certain way, you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning, and you think about it, you're like, damn, it's fucked up, but then everybody, you think about those held captive. You see, it's, military people say prisons are microcosm. Those who have experienced the coronavirus and the Delta, these different dynamics, go, imagine being held captive. I remember the remedies we had to try to make up all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, garlic and trying to smuggle some, the way that we had to heat water, you know what I'm saying? I remember in Stateville, which the
mm-hmm.
EPA is documented.
Absolutely.
The EPA said the water would give you bone sarcosis when you it's killing you. And the guards would laugh at us walking. We drinking water at the sink. And you know what I'm saying? And people would say, why would y'all even be doing that? You know, motherfucker, do you understand? Again, what part do you understand? We held captive in the concentration camp. We need y'all's, again, those prison man. The one prison one content, we need to push this solitary confinement, and we want to up the ante with the terms we use, because these terms, administrative detention, they're euphemisms. Correctional center, these are euphemisms, but we know we got to go through stages in the process. We have to win. It's the Black Panther Party, so we are fighting for the minds and hearts of the people. We are fighting for the minds and hearts of the people. And it's a battle, because as soon as we win you to certain parts of unity, they're going to hit you with some propaganda. They're going to hit you with some crime, you know what I'm saying, or whatever happened to them, so be it. You know what I'm saying? It's strategic that in the visitor room, the grass is green on the outside. You see the food and the vending machine. But what's happening behind those walls? The question is, one question, when the United Nations arbitrator was set to go through, you know, to have inspections throughout the prisons throughout the world, even under Saddam Hussein's tenure, everyone's okay, come on with it. The United States said no go. They said no go. You cannot look inside those prisons. No go. You know what I'm saying? What's going on inside these concentration camps?
Kill
Scott Herring did a poem about the county jail. You know what I'm saying? The breaking the conditions, you know what I'm saying? We need this, I mean, the solitary, but also that's it's fucked up out here. Then you go inside the jail in general, the isolation. Smaller than the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? You limit to what books you can get. You know, when I was locked up, I got poems. I got poems now that I can't break down now. I had to make up a whole code to myself. Because everything I wrote to them come and say is gang activity. know what I'm saying? So I got stuff that I can't, I look it up like, man, what does that mean? Had the whole code to myself, you know what I'm saying? Man, we need support. We need, this cannot be a secret. As Minister UEP Newton said, that this, they love to perform their treachery in the dark.
Absolutely. We'll
turn the lights on.
And then they inflict their evilness on those who are already there, and it's almost like there's another level of punishment just for being in an institution that practices human degradation, because that's really what it is. You know, anything from the medical facility to the food that's 20 years old that's being served to us. So it's so many dynamics that, like you said, are strategic. What they're doing is strategically trying to break a person all the way down. They try to do whatever they can to break you all the way down. I had a situation where I was taken to the Mayo Clinic because I was housed in an FCI in Minnesota. When I went, and I was brought in through the back in a wheelchair, shackled from head to toe. When I was brought into the hospital, I never forget the two guards that rolled me in there. They had me basically looking like I was on a display, like I was some kind of thing for them to look at and mock. When they got into the doctor's office, the doctor asked them to step out because they were snickering, laughing, doing all kind of things, and I was very ill. But they didn't care about how ill I was, and he said, I'm sorry, I know she's an inmate where you are, but here she's a patient. So you all are going to have to step out because what you're doing is rude and disrespectful to what I'm trying to do here. But they practiced those type of things. They ate food in my face. They did everything they could to try to break me down even further. But the humiliation that they already was trying to inflict, they already accomplished that. You know what I mean? Because that's really what they were doing. So everything about the way that they move is strategically connected, and it's all designed to just break down the human spirit. So it's no humanity. You're their property. It's all chattel. It's all about just what they can do to destruct your personality from top to bottom.
Well said. Well said, Doc. And I don't take for granted, those who have loved ones in our community. We have a program called Welcome Black to the Community with different stuff that you take for granted, you know. So, you know, so people need resources to just get back in, get moving. The Harriet Tubman Code, that's those who are fortunate to come out of there with their sanity intact, to be alive, to reach back for those who are captive. And, you know, I know we get sold these stories as youth, right? You know, how the jails are, so on and so forth. But the deal is, again, it's a microcosm of the outside community, as Minister UEP Newton said. And what we mean by that is, you look at the arrogance. I mean, even on video, the police will pull up on you and tell you, you know, we record. Look at a lot of the videos you've seen where the beatings happen. That's their camera. That's their shit. This is their camera. If you're that bold, arrogance to do that, you know, imagine knowing you behind a wall and bars and, you know, and cotton. That you got somebody's food. You can't even imagine the type of shit that these motherfuckers do. We can't even fathom it. You know what I'm saying? And again, we need people on these campaigns. We need also, I need the one prisoner, one contact at minimum. You know what I'm saying? Even the letter writing campaign, correspond. We're gonna push this. But like, you know, stop. Man, this term about isolation is no. Like I said, you go look, even put it in context of the humane society. They have rules for dogs. Like you get caught.
Right.
Last one, they got people that got locked up for having their dogs out in the cold. These motherfuckers turn air conditioning on you in the winter. These motherfuckers turn heat on you in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? I remember in Menard laying on the floor. I'm writing this poem like this is hell and here come the devil when he's coming through the mail and they're trying to suck the air from under the bottom of the bars. You know what I'm saying? You can't, man. And I meet some, I come into contact with some of these so-called organizers, you know. I say, man, these motherfuckers ain't got no frame of reference of reality. I didn't know, Doc. I forgot which interview I seen you was on before that you was even locked up. And I said, I knew it was something, you know. And I'm not saying everybody got to have certain experiences, but you can pick up on that and that experience, you know. And mm-hmm. some people just have the ability to relate to it, you know, a respect for the people. But the system, the ones that they give us a lot of times are people who, even if they could relate. I use this analogy with Roland Martin, the Kraken. I don't, you know, Sicario.
Sicari.
What's her last name? Okay, I'll give her sister's name.
I can't think of her last name.
Yeah, Carl's come to me. And I was saying that Roland Martin, the crack he did about this sister when she just ran in Jamaica. And he, you know, I say, even make him try to make any assessment, you know, say a slanderous statement on her, is like a lot of individuals try to crack on the Black Panther Party because, you know, organizers in general, if they wanted to, they have no frame of reference. It's like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, like somebody living in the Sahara Desert telling you how to deal with the cold in Chicago. You're like, no frame of reference, none. You know what I'm saying?
None.
And the deal is just, and we have to do some, like, background checks. Some, you know, I mean, and motherfuckers come up, you just, I mean, just imagine some kid who never heard no hip-hop just telling Jada Kiss, well, I disagree when you drop this beat right here, huh?
Right.
You know, so you have to, man, we have to up the ante. Who relates, who speaks for our community, those conditions, you know what I'm saying? And we have forces. We have forces that we pride ourselves. Like I'm glad, I'm so appreciative of the brother just connect, making calling in, because we're told that, you know, that you need to speak the king's or the queen's English. You need a degree to know certain shit. But the deal is, the masses of people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't take it, make it no more plainer than that. You know what I'm saying? The brother he's telling you about, even from, I mean, all the different administrators, judges, they said wrong. But I mean, literally. Those, man, check those conditions out. You know what I'm saying? We need that challenge. You know, so we need everybody online with that. We live and direct, y'all. Free MR Radio, making history, taking history, and taping history. I plan to do a special edition today. I don't know if we got, you know what I'm saying, we wanted to go 3 hours because we're coming up on the upcoming, what will be the 73rd year birthday with Chairman Fred. Y'all, hey, get locked and loaded for this weekend. Be locked and loaded for Friday, Madison Pulaski, they showing the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have cast members in town. Alicia Joy Powell, who, you know, portrayed Spurgeon, Jake Winter's mother in the movie. She's going to be on deck. We got some people calling in through Zoom. Saturday, 4 to 8, the Chairman Fred first annual Chairman Fred skate party. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all skates up, you know what I'm saying? Get your skate ready, you know what I'm saying? It's going down, Madison Pulaski. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Proviso East. We'll be talking about, you know what I'm saying, the honoring, the naming of the hall after Chairman Fred Hampton, you know what I'm saying? Then Monday, 12 o'clock, we're going to be at ground, you know, we're right there. And we're moving discipline. We're strategically moving in. This is like December 4th. I'll be, you know, saying, so how are we going to move? Coronavirus, we ate. This is code red. Get right there, and we gonna, me and my other comrade, we had, you know, a whole discussion, like, you see, we gotta be real careful, like, you know, even, because we both have an addiction, you know what I'm saying? We just came from the event, a phenomenal event, Birth of a Nation, you know, so the multitudes, off the hook. But we have to be mindful about this chemical biological warfare, so we, you know what I'm saying? We said, well, so just don't go outside, we have to struggle scientifically. So we want to make sure that social distancing going to be in place. So when you get there, automatically lock and load. Y'all seen us December the 4th. Y'all seen how we strategically, people stood in front of each, we had to have no University of Chicago, we had to have no CDC, we had to Dr. Fauci come out there and bring a measuring stick out there for us. Automatically, we locked and load. This comes from years of, you know saying, politicizing. It's an old axiom that says, more work in peacetime, less work in wartime. It's like a relationship now. You know what I'm saying? It's right now, Cassie, that you're talking to somebody right now, say, listen, okay, man, hey, we might be gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? People saying, okay, you like me, I like you, we hanging out, so on. This is the stakes are so high. Get right there. If you don't, we'll put the pills and applesauce in movies. If you don't know which organizations out there getting down by now, if you don't know who is who by now, you know what I'm saying? In the word, hey, is it said in the real book, in the word of Chairman Mao Zedong, blood to the horse's brow, woe to those who can't swim. Blood to the horse's brow, woe to those who can't swim. A lot of people want to continue to engage in what Chairman Fred called intellectual masturbation. You know what I'm saying? Just constantly talking ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Every day could be our last day. We have to stick and move. So when we get there, we right there on the spot. Bam. 12 o'clock, man, discipline. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we had them Chairman Fred flags on deck, so you make sure we're going to get them flags. Y'all see Cinco de Mayo, the Mexicanos riding with them flags on the car. We got them flags on deck, so we get in contact, get your flag before the end. You know what I'm saying? Flag before the end. It's going to be his 73rd birthday. You know what I'm saying? These are big old flags. You know what I'm saying? So we might, you know what I'm saying, of the debate, we got a mask. You know what I'm saying? It might be 73 for the 73rd birthday. We say, Chairman Fred, we having the life procession. Y'all see how I'll be coming up the funerals, the funeral procession? The car be rolling with stickers on there. We having Chairman Fred, the life procession. We rolling down Madison. You know what I'm saying? We leaving the site. After 12 o'clock, we sticking and moving. We stand by the wall, get the picture, stick and moving. Ain't no long discussion. We're engaging. What you feel about this person, this guy. Listen, you know who is who by now. You know what I'm saying? And everybody can get online. They can support the business with the politicians, rappers, whatever the case may be. We got to be. We clear. Who got inconsistent, y'all? It's going down. August 27th through the 30th, it's going down. Real talk. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. We live and direct, y'all. Doc, any more comments? Doc, you want to let us know what's happening tomorrow, too, Doc?
We have a silent protest we're doing at 5:30. We are going to be protesting the mayor of Dalton, and we're standing on behalf of the family of Alexis Wilson. So we'll have some family with us, but we'll have a lot of supporters who would like to see justice for Alexis Wilson. We'll be calling for the firing of the two officers. One is named Ryan Perez. The other one is Jared Carlton. We're asking for them to be fired, and we want them to be brought up on charges as well. So we'll be talking about that, but we're not going to disrupt the residential meeting. What we're going to do is allow space for them to voice their concerns with the mayor, but then we'll also be there educating them on what is taking place in Dalton, and also standing with the sister Lene, whose daughter was abused at the Dalton gas station by that young man.
Yes, ma'am, because I will be there to join you guys. It's tomorrow?
Yes, it's tomorrow at 5:30 at the Village Hall. I'll shoot you the flyer.
Shoot me the flyer. Daphne, can you get that flyer shot over to me?
Yes, I'll shoot it to her.
Okay, thank you. Because I definitely would like to be out there to support as well, because And what's so crazy is we were outside protesting that night. You know what I'm saying? We saw the police.
Some of our listeners were listening, trying to make the connection. You probably getting confused what's going on. This is Dalton. This is the same.
This is two separate incidents.
This is the same. We're in the same system. Don't pack up and leave this. Yeah, we're talking the same place, listeners and viewers. Dalton, the same small. This is a south suburb of Chicago, which is a beat and had a gas station. You know, so sister was murdered by the police. See, it's a message.
Right down the street from each other. It happened
right down the street.
Because we saw the police going that way, but, you know, we not really paying attention because the police moving in and out through there all the time because something is happening, you know. And so I'm not saying, like, I don't know what's going on out in Dalton. However, what I will say is that people need to be held accountable. These politicians in office need to be held accountable. These business owners need to be held accountable. The police need to be held accountable. There's so many people that need to be held accountable, you know. And then us as victims, we don't get the due justice that we deserve. Because here it is, I'm a mother. I'm a mother. This happened to my child. And I'm talking about my child was not like this before this happened.
That's right.
And all of them feel they can do what they want to with black people. You know what I'm saying? The
owners
of the
bar
restaurant, the gas station attendants, the police.
And that's the common thing. That's the common thing.
Is that
they think that they can treat black people any kind of way.
We have to connect up the area to the guards, up to the prison administration, the warden, to get people out of isolation. we ain't going for it. You know what I'm saying? As soon as stuff starts getting hot, they bring in these state sanctioned spokesperson to speak for it. We speak for ourselves. We don't need no degree.
Absolutely.
We don't need no issue. Go look at the video. Those who haven't seen the video, they're beating the gas station. You know what I'm saying? They know what type of dude this dude was. You know, people say, what you mean by psychological profiling? You do it when you go out to the lounge or the bar. You know what I'm saying? The wrong person approach you, like, no, I don't feel like, don't seem right. You don't see, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They grab these, the ruts, they put them in our community. They know they could, the disdain. You know what I'm saying? I want to point out that he had a case, the dude in the gas station, went back to the background check on him, and being black woman, see, it's a poor we pointed out. Can't say, told me what's that, Lil Wayne don't respect women. I said, yes, he do. The white girl, his lady about to marry, he never called her no bitch. So yeah. be very clear on that. You know what I'm saying? And they, in the record industry, have a psychological, they know the psychological profile. When he tried to kill himself when he's 12 years old, he's upset. He have a disdain about black people because when he halfway conscious, all he remember seeing these black police walking over him, but a white police named Uncle Bob, who he still reach out to, he just told recently he'll take care of him financially. He wrote his white police saving him. See, again, they have psychological, it's like, man, like the poachers, when they go through Africa, they go through Congo, they kill certain silverbacks, certain baby girls, they know. They take them in, they produce them, you know what I'm saying? And they know case after case, the gas station attendants, the ones working barbers, the police they put in our community, they is strategic. They have a, you know what I'm saying? They go in New Orleans, the ones who got ran up out of Vietnam. That's what they have, you know what I'm saying, pushing the dope in the guns in our community. You know what I'm saying? The cartel.
Absolutely.
They tell you which ones they got from selling on the cartel. The politicians they give us, the artists, the rappers they give us, they know the damage of these motherfuckers. They not only know it, they created them. If they did, if they connected to us, they'd be surprised when someone's be going wrong. They know it. They have a disdain for us. You know what I'm saying? And we have to up the ante. It ain't have to. I don't give a fuck, man. We would not be disrespected. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's Sam and Mike Stone. Give a fuck if it's the Baba's restaurant. I don't give a fuck what type of Negroes they have. You know what I'm saying? And like the sister said earlier, when they brought the security guard, hiding the contradictions. Up the ante with them. You know what I'm saying? Because it was brought out under the Donald Trump administration. They had a whole security, they called Black War. They put Blackwater security thing up in New Orleans. These are the motherfuckers that were so bogus. They was kidding. I mean, the shit they did in Iraq and everything, you know, was bogus. They said, okay, we're going to make this own law enforcement team. And they was nuts. You know what I'm saying? They was motherfucking mercenaries. And they put them right there in our community. You know what I'm saying? We get up there, y'all.
Yeah, I agree.
We need warm bodies out there, y'all. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., now, I'm gonna try to do an article tomorrow. Try to be any place at one time. I'm supposed to be in Kankakee. I'm gonna double back here. We need y'all out there tomorrow, 5:30. We need y'all go on Sister Cassandra Greeley's page. We need those contacts for those the brothers and sisters who are isolated. Cause we only stress that. Cause a lot of times we see this dynamic about what's happening. The men locked or whatever. It's our people. You know what I'm saying? I spoke somewhere recently. I'm not Logan. My fault is Logan. In Logan Women's Prison, and one of the individuals there talked about how he remembered as a child going to visit his mother. Only the mother had him in prison, and how he was locked up in prison. They've set the conditions. You know what I'm saying? The game is like this. They get us engaged. If you vote, you know what I'm saying? The game has been rigged. That's one thing Donald Trump said. He said the system has been rigged. It came out with the Jeopardy, the TV show. They say they weren't playing on Bob Burton, who played Kunta Kinte and Root. They just came out today and said, listen, they weren't playing on him, get them hosting the motherfucker through the door. The system of Chicago. Hey, motherfucker, go back and check go check a Gatorade. I've been doing a forensic test, all this shit. They had this shit laid out, you know, and see, when you start hiding the contradictions, they get some concessions. Okay, because one of the Achilles heels, one of the weaknesses of the system, they don't want this shit to be exposed. They want you to keep on being that fucking greyhound dog chasing that motherfucking rabbit around that circle. Want you to keep on believing that shit. Once you go back and tell the rest of these motherfucking dogs to kill them, man, fuck that shit. Bust the cage. Ain't nobody. Do you notice the greyhound dogs say, man, dude, hit it down on y'all. All of us ain't never gained no weight. Ain't none of us ate. We chasing this motherfucking this motherfucking fake ass rabbit. You don't even know if it's real or not. Keep on chasing the motherfucking American dream. You know what I'm saying? Then they get through with the motherfucker. They send them off. You know what I'm saying? What, we got to heighten them up. We got to heighten the contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rigged. They'll give you a few what you call slave success stories. You know what I'm saying? They'll put them out there, get you believing that shit and chase this shit, you know what I'm saying, as an individual. And once they get you isolated, they can do as they will with your motherfucking ass. You know, I ain't contradicting again. They just the Jeopardy. They just say, you know, listen. What's his name? The white dude that just hosts Jeopardy. Lamo's just he just a smart motherfucker. People don't even know. People say don't even know the dynamics even with the TV production. Like, you know, the people that think people just clapping for Wendy Williams because she said something funny. No, they got signs to click on applause, laugh, sit, cry,
right.
All that shit. You know, see the audience when who to put the camera on. So a lot of people just Quebec. You have mostly he's just a smart motherfucker. They don't know about the cue cards, all that. They not taking no chance on this dude. You know, no black dude, you know what I'm saying, being up on fucking Jeopardy, you know what I'm saying? So, but they get an image, like it's a runoff for this shit. They just can't say that. It's what, I don't give a fuck if he came up for 14 million degrees, if he cured cancer, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying, right now, and gave a cure for coronavirus, it's man, okay, and your point is what? If I get a job, you're down to this motherfucker, we're not going to put you out there. The gig is, we got to heighten it. You know, once you start heighten the conflicts, they'll come with some concessions. Because, they do not, this one of the Achilles heels of this system.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We need warm bodies, y'all. We need warm bodies out there, you know what I'm saying? Dalton is hot. We out there, so y'all come on out there tomorrow. You know, there's cold water out there, because it's going to be hot tomorrow. We want the weather's going to be hot, but it's going to be politically hot, too. You know what I'm saying? This is the south suburb of Chicago.
And as long as y'all got a cooler, I got the water. Y'all
show
got a
right.
Cooler, I got
show
water.
Right. Right on. Tell you right. Again, we connected these cases, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Marcus Garvey said, one struggle, one people, y'all. Live and we need y'all out there tomorrow, 5:30.
We got to be together.
Awesome.
If we don't stand together, we going to fall for anything.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I appreciate
live
you,
Chairman. The sentiments are reciprocal. The sentiments are reciprocal. I appreciate you. Appreciate y'all. I am honored.
Thank you.
I am humbled. This is to serve. It's what they're saying, church, I believe this is my calling. You know what I'm saying? Again, I just... In this time right now, we have to, as Chairman Fred was saying, we got to move fast. We got to move organized. Ain't no guarantee tomorrow's for us, y'all. We see. I mean, every day is depressing. It's demoralizing. You know what I'm saying? But it's before the coronavirus. I mean, shit, it's so I'm nothing. We thought shit was normal. Everything, 50 people could gun down. You know what I'm saying? But then, Chairman
right.
Fred said, data struggle going to win. We going to say, we going to fight this shit, y'all. We know we're going against all odds, but let the record mm-hmm. reflect. That it can never become normalized to us. Look at the video footage. It can never come.
That's
saying what happened in that gas station. Look at the video footage.
That's right.
It can never go look at the case. Of this you know, this system. Tomorrow. Man, go and get a motherfucking sound. Go and get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that could be your last. It's another system. Nakia something. What's the sister's name? The audio was just released yesterday. They got the audio. She in the car with her father, her children. They beat the fuck out of her. I forgot what state this was in. This on the police's recording. They say the stickers on her plates was two different stickers. The fact that we even had discussions like this, I mean, the fact that we even have, that the motherfuckers even getting a ticket or even man, imagine the Nazi Germany gas chamber. Motherfuckers, I mean, they done this too, motherfuckers, pulling your stripes and your uniform is out of order. It's motherfuckers, man, I mean, motherfuckers is dying, getting knocked up every day. The fact that motherfuckers even say that, the fact that you're talking about some stickers on a fucking license plate, the life and death contradiction that we are dealing with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they beat this sister for her. And not only the impact on her, her son, her father. You know what I'm saying? And it's,
mm-hmm.
I was watching some TV show, the Underground Railroad, just the breaking process. That, you know what I'm saying? And how the masters of the plantation would bring the other people out on the plantation to see that. You know what I'm saying? The breaking process, y'all. The message why children got to see the sister in trying to use the restroom. You know what I'm saying? Getting beat. Hear everybody will say, go get something to eat at night. You know what I'm saying? Your last supper. You gotta do the whole layout. Okay, where you going? We going to get something to eat. I need me call in, security, me check in. You know, matter of fact, you know what? I'm a whole fast. I'm hungry, but you know what? I'm just gonna wait. You know, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna deal with these hunger pains. Cause we have that's the type of stuff we have to think about. This in the restroom. You know what I'm saying? You go to white, these white communities. You can't even find them. You can't go in all every place in our community. Ain't no port. What the hell is the porta toilets over about 22nd by state? I said, what are they? I said, they got porta toilets. And the construction worker told me, oh, that's just for us working. I said, what the fuck? I said, you think I'm not going to go in this damn thing? In our community, the poor districts. I mean, literally. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like this, you see, as simple as that. Go through some of these white communities, and you think race don't matter? I went to a Pete's grocery store on 30-something in Pulaski. Man, I didn't know where the fuck I was at. I'm talking, hey, the food that was in there, I wasn't even hungry. I was getting shit. I said, man, this might be, let me try this. Just say I had this shit. Everything in our communities. Every dynamic, race don't matter. Every dynamic, the type of the way the gas station tend to deal with you, treat. Go to some of them gas stations. Well, we can't, not us. Follow some of these white people. You know what I'm saying? Go look in there real quick. Look at the gas prices. You say, okay, well, it's logical. They're making more money, so the gas prices be higher. Shit. Go look at the restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, fuck getting some gas. Just go on a vacation to their gas station. Then you come in there, this Negro beat their sister. They went out, this motherfucker watching goldfish. That's all, you know what I'm saying, dealing with people, you know, in white community. They went, you couldn't pay them to have no motherfucker like that in their community working. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen.
He wouldn't even be cleaning up the parking lot.
We gotta send a clear message. All this, we ain't gonna be no sidetracking the slave. What does she do? With blah blah. Dig. And listen, it ain't no. The people said in Detroit years ago when they killed his brother named Malice Green, the police said, "We'll check and we'll get back to y'all." It's rumored he was half cocaine. The people said, "We don't give a fuck if he's half heroin. Don't convict them pigs and see how we get out of this motherfucker." That the position of our people to our man. We have to up the ante. Not only the conscience about who they put in our community, like you said, the mental ill. I mean, when they hire people, it's a certain criteria that come. Even the policies about not even the bathroom. And other people say, well, you know what I'm saying? It seems simplistic, but it's like our people, our grandparents used to travel down south. They would know to carry a bucket in the car. I swear, there's a bucket in the car. You can't stop in the rest. They had a thing like that movie Green Book. Well, you can go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather and grandmother your grandfather and grandmother got a fucking bucket to use the washroom. You know what I'm saying? These are dynamics. So we plan family out as a family trip. Ain't just no, okay, well, honey, what do you think? What hotel you think we'll stay at? It's all type of shit we'll take into account. What time we leaving? Well, I want to leave because auntie, no. We have to leave at a certain time because we have to be out of this town by sundown. We can't stop at this place to use the bathroom. We have to carry the bucket. These are the dynamics. Now I'm going to figure out what I'm going to eat. Well, you know, we got 24 restaurants. Why you don't no. You, man, you can't go to this motherfucker because, man, that's in our minds. This is the gun down. Lexus Wilson, gun down. That's in our minds. We have to fix our diet according to, okay, well, let me eat now. Well, I'm not hungry now. Well, you better eat now because ain't no late night going to the motherfucking store. You remember Popeyes? All this dynamics, you know what I'm saying? All this impacts us. Everything is political.
It is. It's very critical.
I see, because Minister Trusting needs to say, okay, I'll check your podcast out. Yes, indeed. See people tuning in, y'all. Yes, indeed. I don't know, we on 8:30. I don't know how much, I think we pushed for extra time, but I want to make sure, I can't say this enough, y'all. We need warm bodies out there, y'all, Mod 530. We need y'all to hashtag these cases out there. Share that video. Put this in your rap videos, you know what I'm saying? This the video footage, tie these names in, you know, make it a popular discussion. It's embarrassing being oppressed. It's embarrassing being oppressed.
It definitely is.
However, we have to heighten this. We have to have this discussion. We have to put it out there, y'all. Because I tell you, we want to go along, we want to jive ourselves and, you know what I'm saying, use euphemism. We have to put this out. What happened? You know what I'm saying? What's going on at these gas stations? You know what I'm saying? What's going on at the Baba's restaurant? You know what I'm saying? We have to put this out. Free Wanda Solomon. Call us. Okay, put us into who that KC is. Yeah, definitely. We see y'all tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all tag somebody with this. Y'all subscribe to the page, Channel Free and Hampton Jr. Share the post. Share this show. Share this show, y'all. For those who can't be here tomorrow, make sure y'all go on this Cassandra Greeley's page. I need some contact with those prisoners. I need the warden. I need the counselors to know that these individuals cannot be isolated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Again, people say to understand what this prison is like, go in the bathroom and lock yourself in, but I say you still can't grasp it. I think Deborah Norville from NBC one time did a piece and they filmed her in prison. I said, she really can't grasp that. It's what you mean. I said, she knows there's a camera on her. She knows she's being watched. Imagine being in a place where you don't know what you're saying. Nobody knows where you're at. You can be took off. You can be wiped the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different type of feeling.
You know what I'm saying? You can be took out. There's no motherfuckers see the fuck they want to say happen to you if they even mention it. That's a different type of feeling. Isolation. It's other people in the prison that don't know what's going on with you. When I was in Stateville, they had a place called I-House. The beatings were so notorious. My first time in maximum security, and I got there, the beatings were so notorious. I remember one time going on a visit, and I'm telling the brothers in population, like, oh man, Chip, I'm be listening to that, man. Them guys be just making it up. I said, my little brother, I said, I'm back there. I'm hearing the scream. I'm smelling the gas, the gas cylinders, the tin gas, you know what I'm saying? In the morning, we open our chuck hole. We didn't know if it was tin gas or breakfast. I recall this, and those in population was like, no, they ain't going. I said, no, it's not no rumor. I'm telling you what's happening there. So let's long getting rid of to the outside community. You in isolation. I'm his brother Larry. This young brother, it was critical of him. They would say how he would throw urine and feces on the garden. They come, and I would tell us about, I said, listen, man, they got this man, they call a strip cell. He has nothing but his boxer drawers on, the same boxer drawers he's been there for weeks in there, you know what I'm saying? And he has nothing to resist with, man. And you know what I'm saying? Man, what it does to us is not to rehabilitate you. It's like they call the native people. They were not trying to civilize them. It was to produce, you know, a different type of native, you know what I'm saying? To wipe out any resistance, you know what I'm saying? Any backbone. And our people, the policies, any communalism, any humanity in you to connect with each other, it's done. Again, I still can't go again drive on expressways. You know what I'm saying? So we have to heighten these contradictions again. It's embarrassing being oppressed. Make the connection. We got them from the gas station to the gas chambers. We got to make the connection. What's going down? Three more. Let's come ready. We keep our calls. We have any more calls in queue? Any more comments? Y'all let us know. We live and direct, y'all, on Free More Radio, making history, taking history, and taping history.
We're at 8:30, brother.
So is it 8:30 now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I just asked, can we share that information about tomorrow again? Just got here. Okay. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., we're going to be, where is it, Doc, again, that's the city. Say it again. Dalton, Illinois.
It's at the Village Hall in Dalton.
Village Hall, Dalton, Illinois. The Village Hall, Dalton, that's 100, what the, 100 and what? What address?
Let me give you the full address. Full address
okay.
is, I'll give you the full address.
Okay.
Full address is 14122 King Drive. It's the Village Hall parking lot. 14122 King Drive. At 5:30 p.m.
5:30 p.m. Okay, this is one of the Instagram pages. Just get online with us. 14122 King, South King Drive. You take, just for those who relate to my experiences, don't do the expressways. You might can take stay all the way down. And I told you. I mean, Field Marshal George Jackson said, "No man." I'm gonna paraphrase it. No man, or no woman leaves that place unaffected. Again,
there you
no
go.
Man, no
woman. There
you
go. That's it right there.
Real
can't
talk,
y'all. Flying on a plane will never be the same.
Man. Real talk. Y'all heard Dasha flying on a plane will never be the same. And they make jokes about how black people have, you know, how issues about the, you know, taking, about the boats. You know what I'm saying? You know, how we, that we can't be, like, boats are different. Our experience is in our DNA. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, with the boats, you know what I'm saying? This, I mean, and the experiences, you know, that smell of, you know, of the prison. That I remember, the sound of bars, that smell, that, you know, that you know what I'm saying, the feeling on your wrist, those handcuffs, and they study us and they see even that they do ways of, you know what I'm saying, not to contain you, but again, everything from design of the patrol cars. You like, you know, I think Kwame Brown's one was commenting about like how uncomfortable it is, and it's done by design. It's like when you go to the police station, they have you the way you sit on the chair. It's designed to be unbalanced. You know what I'm saying? It's designed, again, you know what I'm saying, to make everything as uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? And uncomfortable is just putting it lightly. It's putting it lightly. You know what I'm saying? Again, the greatest strip searches is not to find drugs. You know, I remember warning the teller. They had put all the scales and all the drugs down one time in Stateville. And I remember, this is the warden of the prison at that time. He said, "This ain't coming through nobody's ass. This ain't being snuck in through nobody's ass." I'll never forget that statement. He said, they had drug scales. They had all type of drugs, big drugs. You know, he said it. You know what I'm saying? And again, prison is a controlled environment. You know what I'm saying? And we heard about this ties back into the coronavirus. Cassandra Greeley was on that. We talked about Nicholas Lee being the third. I said documented because, you know what I'm saying? We don't know, you know, what's been going on up there. But he was giving a blow by blow about the other. We can go back because it's normal to us now, this coronavirus. But when we first hear about discussions about it, Cook County Jail was described as the hot spot, the hotbed. You know, it was like, man, it's like it's going down, County Jail. You hear different rumors going down. And it was in Cook County Jail. It's always historically been a hellhole. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the stories that come up out of there. But, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say about Cook County Jail. Forgive me, y'all. There's so many personal, not personal, political testimony I can relate to up in there. That's what I'm trying to tell where I was going with this. But again, we need warm bodies out there tomorrow, y'all. Real talk. Make that. I was making the connection, the correlation. The Cook County Jail, the coronavirus, all this, again, everything is political. Everything is political. You know what I'm saying? And I was talking earlier on the Carl Nelson show. You know what I'm saying? People talk about even discussion about the vaccinations and the, you know what I mean? Like, you know, discussion that people may take for granted. I was talking about the history, like Holmes, go to this book called Holmes by Holmesburg Prison, Pennsylvania. And talk about, you know what I'm saying? It came out later on. It's called Layers of Skin. That's what, And the test, basically using prisons as guinea pigs, you know? And you know, and you, you know, you, we are, you, you are, you are literally a captive audience. You know, I mean, you know, debating about, well, this price is too much for these chips on the commissary, or we don't want, you know what I'm saying, you know, we prefer some non-alkaline water, water, period. Excuse me, not alkaline, we want some water, period. You know what I'm saying? And again, the writing be on the wall. You know what I'm saying? You, I mean, and I think the 13th Amendment, they said, you know what I'm saying, well, slavery is, you know, outlawed, you know, however, in the case of, you know, servitude. And we very clear, as Minister E.P. News said, you know, the Constitution that caused our people was nothing more than pagan poetry. Nothing more than pagan poetry. I mean, it should sound real good, but, you know, when it comes down to us, man, it comes down to the, you know, the meat and bones of the matter. This, how we are viewed. You know what I'm saying? And you, I'm not talking a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? We should, nothing should come as a surprise to us. If you just new world's happened during the era of chattel slavery. I recommend, I'm gonna stop procrastinating about these movie reviews. I recommend y'all everyone look at this documentary, this piece. Not documentary, it's a movie, but it's something. It's called titled Goodbye Uncle Tom. Some of them just known as Farewell Uncle Tom. Go check it out. So you put it on YouTube. In fact, it was outlawed when they showed it in the movies in the United States. It was outlawed. And the roots was really done as damage control for this piece that came out. Again, Goodbye. Maybe the method is a homework assignment, y'all. Check it out. Goodbye, Uncle Tom, or Farewell, Uncle Tom. It was filmed in Haiti. Oh, definitely. We cannot forget Haiti. Some people call it Haiti. Do not forget our people is going down. Haiti is still under attack, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The numbers are still climbing. It's not just the earthquake, but, you know what I'm saying, the war, you know what I'm saying, ongoing attack on Haiti for committing the quote-unquote crime of resisting, standing up. Let's not forget our brothers and sisters of Haiti. I was going to go into law, but I think we got some good messages out. I think we locked and loaded. I think we're ready. I think our morale is up. I think we're ready to go full force in this weekend. I think y'all get y'all light blue and black, dressed up. You know what I'm saying? Get your skates ready. I ain't gonna do no skate, but I will be there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I might try. But get your light blue and black, y'all. Get them. You know what I'm saying? Come on out. Line up, chairman for your flags. You know what I'm saying? Before the weekend, though, be on deck tomorrow, y'all. Let me know if any closing comments or any calls I'm missing, Sister Conrad. Also on Instagram, StreamYard, anything I missed, feel free to put it out. But other than that, let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Let's continue to make history, take history, and tape history. But another phenomenal episode here at Free of My Radio. I am honored. We are honored to serve the people, y'all. Again, however this turn out, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on. As Chairman Fred said, get them, we're going to dare to struggle. We're going to dare to win. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you're going to leave about this boxing ring with us. God damn it. Like, it was an easy move. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. We're going to get something in. We're going to get something in. Real talk. We're going to fight back. We're going to dare to struggle. We're going to win. And shit, where's Donald Trump? What y'all got to lose? What you got to lose? Shit. And there's Malcolm X. We have nothing to lose except our chains. All right, this is another phenomenal episode, y'all. We're gonna stay locked and loaded. We got our marching orders. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. Let's continue to do it. Cause a lot of people say, "Look, when are we gonna start fighting back?" No, just because the news don't say it. As Sister just said, the gas station. She said the media not covering it. But we use social media to get out. Don't let the record reflect. Motherfuckers getting down. Over there in the struggle. So, Conrad, we good? Everybody good? We good? We got our marching. We ready to go?
Yeah, dude.
Free them all. I'm sorry, the chairman. Button. Free them all.
All
yes,
good.
Sir.
That's that ghetto boys. Locked and loaded.
Free them all.
Yeah, dude. Fucking dragging me.
But we never flat, and I ain't seen him since he been gone. Imagine that, a young nigga in the hood I grew up in. in the system that no one wins. And all these niggas go so mad when they lose friends. Getting impossible to tie up all the loose ends. My homeboy lost his sister in a car wreck. He's still alive, but through her eyes he just saw death. And when he came, he was violent. And when he left, she was silent. No other way left to describe it. You tell the niggas keep their heads up, you fool you. When they killing niggas like they do,
that ain't no motherfucking body fighting back.
Cock it back and shoot.
Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Block your soul, motherfuckers reaper to show. Lock it low, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it high on high. And a truth for truth, do the bitches like they do us. Cock it back and shoot. Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Rob and loot, you ride for me, I ride for you. And when you pop them motherfuckers, you pop them bitches till they stop bleed. I'm coming through and my Glock leaves.
Motherfucking mama, stop grieving, cause we not leaving until she know how it feels to lose another one. Motherfucking redneck, wreck.
Fuck that nigga, let's slug one, nigga.
Tie that bitch by his ankles to the back of a truck. Drag his ass, tell his body parts, rip the fuck up. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Lock and load, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock the door, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why I'm keeping my peace of mind. Poverty structure to destroy everything that it touches. And the whole neighborhood in pain. We bow our heads and continue to pray. We
lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Lock it slow, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock it low, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it high on high. And it's truth for truth. Do the bitches like they do us, cock it back and shoot. Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Rob and loot, you ride for me, I ride for you.
You disrespect our community when you come around. Listen, black ministers. Calm us down, bitch, fuck the bitch and the police. Until the bullshit ceases, it's a war in the belly of the beast. And that's hurt a murder. I keep my finger on the fucking trigger. I ain't scared like these other niggas. Black life being lost to you cannibal types. Why you fighting over animal rights? You cannibal rights. You gotta pay them like they did you. And let them rot in the woods. Leave them sitting out for bird food. It's cold-blooded, cause we can't get a fair shot. We getting 20 years for die rock. Three strikes and six niggas in the watch.
Say this shit one time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it.
Fuck your jail cells. Fuck your major assholes. Fuck your joint tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your monopoly. Shotguns on the back of your pickup. You cow herding. Sheep fucking. Hunchback riding. Barefoot walking. Fuck the time to play a part. Cousin fucking niggas. Tell them break it down, you understand what I'm saying? You wanna raise water?